it's not just gonna be us for long. I know we've been waiting here a while, but I hear voices in the distance. It's time to get up. I know you enjoy your naps. I guess all this running around would wear a human out, but you gotta get up. Come on. There we go. There we go. That's right. Sit up. It's all okay. Yeah, you had a pretty long nap, but it's alright. Nothing special happened while waiting anyway. Speaking of waiting, I hear them in the distance. They're getting closer. Oh. Sounds like Noah and a few others. Wonder what's going on.
Kalia, come over here a sec.
Yes, Noah?
We need to do one last hunt before the moon festival begins.
I'm sorry, but I invited a special guest to entertain. I don't have time.
You're too busy with your special human friend here?
Yes, exactly. I'm sorry, Noah. Next time. I promise.
Is it all right if we bring Amaya with us then? She needs to learn to properly hunt still. Don't worry. Shoka is leading this one. Everyone will be perfectly safe.
Yes, that's fine. Just keep her close to you, alright? I'll keep this human in line, don't worry.
Okay, have fun with your friend. But don't be late to the festival.
I won't, don't fret.
Kalia's not coming on this one. Grab Amaya and let's get going.
Sorry about that. There usually are a few hunts before the Big Moon Festival. I went on a couple of the earlier ones, but I'm just so tired of hunting for feast after feast after feast after feast after feast. That hasn't even happened yet. We're just hunting and storing food for later, for when the festival actually happens. We're hardly eating any of it now. So I'm pretty tired of hunting. I don't mind if they take Amaya with them. Especially if Shoka's in charge. I know she'll take good care of everybody and look out for the little one. Plus, she's a really good hunter, so she'd make a fine teacher for Amaya. I'm adequate at hunting. I'm not the best, but I'm not the worst either. I've seen wolves who are just, whew, simply awful. We have to hunt for them, practically. No good. No good at all. Oh, what is the Moon Festival? Well, it's pretty special in the entire forest, but it mostly means a great deal to us wolves, where we all gather together, the whole pack, and we celebrate the big harvest moon. It happens every autumn, But it's not just any harvest moon. It is huge. You don't see a moon like this anywhere else in the world, I've heard. In fact, humans used to come out here hunting this time of year, just so while they get their deer and turkeys and whatever, they could see the moon and it would give them good luck. And then tourists would come here camping also to camp under the big harvest moonlight. Like I said before, not all humans are bad. Some of them mean well and appreciate what the forest has to offer. But yeah, the festival, it's really special and important to us. That's why everyone is so busy preparing, and why I'm taking a break to spend some quality time with you. If you don't mind, that is. Because if you do mind, if you want to go back to taking a nap by the fire, I won't blame you. And I can go off and see if I can catch up with the hunt. It's up to you. Oh, you want me to stay? Okay. Anything important you wanted to tell me or something? By the way, when you went back to your cabin, how was it? I was there briefly, but I didn't really see or hear everything that went on there. And apparently, the tanuki and the kitsune were rather rowdy. I've heard that there were some wolves who were hunting the other side of the mountain who could hear them. They were very, very, very annoyed. And that's a long distance for sounds from a cabin to travel. So that gets me wondering just what's been going on in that cabin of yours that you're, I guess, unfortunately sharing with some guests. Wanted guests, I hope. Oh, well, they invited themselves. Go figure. That sounds about right for a kitsune and a tanuki. Yeah. Oh, and they had you feed them too? Yeah, that sounds about right. Yeah, they can be pretty lazy, and I'm not saying that to knock their species or anything. It's just, well, it's kind of in their nature to gather more so than hunt. And if there's food already left out waiting for them, they might as well take it. Instead of thoroughly hunting for themselves. Though I've heard kitsune are better at that than tanuki. They actually do enjoy a good hunt. Kind of like us wolves. So I guess we're a little bit similar in a way. A little bit. But still, what's been going on with you? I had to get back to the pack after all, so it's been a while since we've spent time together. I want to make sure everything's all right with you. Is that okay? Oh, I see. That tanuki, what's your name again? Trua? Yeah, so she was getting on your case for going after the kitsune? That doesn't sound like you. Well, is she accusing you of going after every pretty thing in the forest? Well, based on my travels with you, then it's debatable. I mean, some of the other creatures we encountered on our big journey were pretty flirty with you, and you didn't exactly push away their advances, you know? You didn't walk away, you just let them flirt with you, so maybe I could see where someone could get that idea that you kind of want your cake and eat it too. I think that's the right phrase. I'm not too good with human phrases. I just know what I hear on radios of passing cars and trucks, so forgive me if that's not right. But basically what I'm trying to say is I don't blame her for thinking that because you're, well, you and kind of special, that you feel like you can have everyone for yourself. But I know that's not true. I know that there are certain individuals, probably present company, who are incredibly special and important to you. So that logic doesn't fly by me. Don't worry, I don't believe it. I think you're good. I think you're nice, kind, sweet, loyal, and you have very fierce determination to get a job done. Which really, really helps when we came across the Spirit Guardian and when she captured me, you stuck to your guns and you got me free, and you even helped mellow her out, which, well, isn't something just anyone can do, you know? So you really are a special, gifted person. A special, gifted human. Which is probably why the Spirit Guardian and other creatures gave you all these gifts. These special abilities, which reminds me, you do still have to practice honing in. Did you write down everything that was given to you? Oh. Of course, you left it in the cabin. Well, after the festival, we'll just have to go back there and get it. So I can help you train and hone in all these new talents and skills that have been given to you. Got it? Because after all, as your protector during the big journey, I feel it's my responsibility now to kind of be like your coach. I think that's the right word. Coach. To help you train and hone new skills. I think that's right. But that's not something we have to worry about right now. Right now, it's the Moon Festival, and all the wolves are running around like crazy trying to get prepared. Like I said, I know I was earlier, and Amaya is incredibly excited, of course. She's excited for the first feast, which is the really big one. It's when our little pack and other packs throughout the whole forest all gather here together to wish each other well and celebrate a year gone by and just be thankful that we're all alive, we're all safe, we're all healthy, and everything's going as it should be. Now I gotta admit, the first feast kinda stresses me out because there's always wolves who show up that I don't know super well, if at all, and some of the males come on pretty strong. It's really not my thing. I don't really like it too much. Not that I'm biased against male wolves or anything. I mean, come on, before I met you, that was my only option. But after meeting someone as sweet, caring, and considerate as you, I really don't see the appeal in some of these males who decide to approach me from the neighboring packs. They just don't seem to have the right approach, if that makes any sense. You know? I'm sure you can relate. I'm sure back where you're from, you had human females go up to you and approach you and act in ways that were just a bit, you know, off-putting. Oh, that didn't happen to you that often? I'm surprised because, well, to me at least, you have a very, very strong magnetic personality. It's really why I can't get enough talking to you. You're just such a good listener. And you're a good conversationalist when you're not tired. So, yeah. I'm a bit surprised you didn't have human females fawning all over you. That kind of makes me sad a little bit because, well, I am more than like you, and I really appreciate you. If I were a human female, I'd fawn all over you left and right. Heck, even as a wolf, I'm kinda, well, fawning all over you. You know? So, it's because I just really, really, really like you that much. You have a very special place in my heart, but you know that already, don't you? You know how deeply special and important you are to me, how much you mean to me, especially after saving my life. You're a very, very important person. So very special. My heart beats so fast when I'm around you sometimes. But that's neither here nor there. And I know how you feel about me too. It's kind of a shame that we're two completely different species. Because, well, it probably won't work out long term. I'm at least glad that Amaya likes you. She thinks you're cool and very interesting for a human. Yeah, you enjoy playing games with her, don't you? Everyone enjoys playing games with Amaya. Because she's just that playful. And cute. Well, it's getting close to the ones that left early, returning with the first kills of the hunt. Which means it's about ready for our mini feast before the big feast. You might want to take another nap before it starts, because it goes on for a long, 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 long while. And I really don't want you falling asleep during it. It's considered very disrespectful, and you know our pack leader, Kiska. She would not be too happy if you fell asleep during any of the feasts. Nope, nope, nope. She would not like that one wee little bit. She'd probably kick you out, actually, and might even tell me to never see you again. So yeah, it's important that you get rest while you can, so you're wide awake and fully alert when it's feast and festivities time. Okay? Do you need any help relaxing? I can do a little bit of that little thing you like. Yeah? You want just a little bit? Here. Lay back against this tree. There we go. Alright. Just a little bit, though. Because I'm going to go check and see how far away the others are. Alright? Okay, here goes.
Meow, meow, meow. Meow, 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 meow.
There. Is that better? Is that helping you relax more? Oh, yes. You're yawning. You're definitely ready to catch another nap now. I don't know what it is about that thing you like me doing, but it always seems to either wake you up when you're already asleep or knock you out when you're awake. I guess it's a special power I have or something, I don't know. Anyway, you get some rest. And I'm gonna go look for the others, and I'll be back in time to wake you up before they show up, okay? Okay. Mwah. Mwah. I'll see you in a bit, okay? Sleep well. Mm-hmm.